Merci, Monsieur le Vice-président.
Much obliged, Mr. President. We welcome the delegation of El Salvador and thank it for the presentation of its national reports and efforts made to implement the third UPR cycle recommendations in a spirit of constructive cooperation. We wish to make the following recommendations. Number one, to adopt a comprehensive transitional justice law which is consistent with international human rights standards and strive to re-establish a space wherein state and civil society can talk. Two, endeavour to lift the state of emergency, re-establish rights suspended since 2022, whilst guarantee investigation of human rights violations committed by state agents, and to punish perpetrators. Three, adopt and implement anti-discrimination laws which are comprehensive and get rid of all gender-based discrimination and discrimination targeting minorities. Number four, to amend the Abortion Act to ensure that every woman and girl has access to safe and legal reproductive health care services. Number five, improve job prospects for young people and define a comprehensive strategy to enable young people to have decent jobs, especially in the digital sector industry. As a long-standing cooperation development partner of El Salvador, we wish El Salvador success in implementing the current recommendations of this UPR. Thank you.